Black Ram 313 back at it again, because you know this is Therapeutic Man, back again with another therapy session to relate to the Red Pill community, to my brothers, to share with you observations that we all can relate to. So here we go, jumping right into the topic at hand. The title of this video is Why Your Happiness is More Important Than Hers. By nature, her emotions, thoughts, feelings, ideas are forever changing and forever changeable. Her mind is highly programmable, like computer software. Her mind is forever shifting, like leaves in a southern wind, blowing in each and in every direction possible. She is so fickle, flaky, and temperamental that she can never achieve contentment of any sort. Now, this society makes her feel good about this by promoting her continual discontent as being a need for her to drive toward even more material achievement, in which she is insatiable for. To get more shoes, the latest shoes, to keep up with trends, to buy the latest purse, the purse that has to match the shoes, the more expensive one, just so she can one-up her friends, just so she can show on social media that her drive and her achievement is more substantial than that of her peers. Competition, outdoing someone. Now, this type of thinking, this type of materialism, serves Western culture and the economy good. For it is this thinking deeply embedded in her, it is this discontent, this desire, this insatiable desire for more material things, is the economic engine that America is indeed founded upon, and even benefits the whole world in means of production. The Chinese factories and the American stores. Without this, the West would not be the economic powerhouse and juggernaut that it now is. If you want to know the reason for a thing, it is said that you should follow the money. And the money is all in her hands. Promoted to achieve educational standards, to get the preferences and the jobs, so that she can do what she does better than any creature. Consume, consume, consume. Now, her happiness is only surface. Happiness based off the circumstantial. It is based upon appearances. It is based upon the validation of others. It is based upon the temporal. It is also based upon the physical. And as we know, she is purely now, purely a biological entity only, thus living only as a body devoid of a true soul. Now, many reject that idea that I just said and just stated, but proof of this, you don't need to look far, proof of this is that on her own, she never ponders now about existence itself. She doesn't ask why things are the way they are. Where did the stars, the moon come from? What is this substance made of? Why do cell phones work? She can't tell you what a transistor is. She doesn't care how it works. She only cares that it does work. No true intrigue about the world around her, because for her, only the self is important, and what the self receives. What is at her leisure? When was the last time you heard a woman say anything about a topic that didn't directly relate to her? Her only thought is about herself and how the world relates to her. How the world responds to her. How people see her. This is why she buys and reads so many self-help books. For she is the very essence now of self-centeredness. Nothing else is of any importance. As an animal. And a very greedy one at that. Now, on the contrary, as an introspective man, you can understand, and only you can understand this. There's only an introspective man that can understand that true happiness and contentment is from the inside out. Thus, your happiness now is actually reasonable and very attainable. And you can enjoy it without depending completely on the external, on the temporal, and on the superficial. Her happiness is heavily dependent on the opposite, particularly the perceptions and thoughts of others. In essence, she has to be told by others when and why and how they should be happy. Always checking with the friends. Always checking the temperature of what's popular. Always looking for the trend. Always looking to fit in. Again, as a man, your contentment can be earned, thus greatly appreciated. It tends to be more over time substantial. Her happiness is something that she feels entitled to, thus has no lasting value. An example of this. After a long day's work, you can simply enjoy sitting on your porch, even your back porch that you built yourself, and enjoying the contentment that comes with being able to express yourself creatively by building a back porch, the deck. And after you finish your work, after your work is done, after you've built this porch, after you have treated and waterproofed it, after you have primed and painted it, you can now sit back with a cold one in your hand and look over the fruits of your labor and enjoy. And then you can continue on for years to come, being content of what your hands have created yourself. This, in and of itself, is most rewarding to a man's soul. To have a picture, an image on the inside of a thing, and to bring it into existence. The creative power of the male mind. Very, very satisfactory, to say the least. You can enjoy reading and doing research, learning something new, which is a reward in and of itself oftentimes. No validation from others is necessary. Your happiness is tangible. You can see it. You can touch it. For her, she is devastated if no one notices her new shoes, her new outfit, or her new purse, or her new earrings. Thus, she no longer feels happy like she did at the mall when she bought these particular items. But you have no need for such things. Now, you have the capacity, a capacity to be content after reaching your goals. Thus, you can enjoy your own individual idea of success that is not dependent in no way, shape, form, or fashion on what others think about you. You can be artistic. You can be creative. in this artistry and creativity has nothing to do with trends, social media, unless you are some sort of effeminate guy. But the various things that bring you personal contentment has no bearing whatsoever with the world around you. Now, isn't that a thing of beauty, to be an introspective man? To have that ability to reach contentment, whether it be in creativity or not. Just simple solitude is something that you can enjoy. Being away from the noise, being away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. You can find contentment in the simplest things. I find contentment in very simple things. A nice meal. And I'm talking about real contentment. I'm talking about real happiness and joy. And the simplest of things. No props necessary. And most of the time, majority of the time even, it is not necessary to spend a dime to enjoy who and what I am, or a thing that needs to be done, or a thing that I want to do. It's not dependent on any outside source. So be thankful that you have the mind, the heart, the will to enjoy being who you are, having what you have, that you can actually reach some form of contentment. Because for her, for the others, she can never rest, never be satisfied, and never be content. Now, this is why your happiness is more important, because your happiness is more substantial and more concrete. You can't make those who are naturally unhappy, and who will continue by their very nature to be very unhappy continually. And happiness only superficial and temporal, you cannot make those content in the long term. But you, my friend, your happiness is of much more importance, only because it's much more substantial, longer lasting, and most of all, important. Black Ram 313. Like the video, subscribe, hit the notification button, and if you'd like to donate, the PayPal description or link, I'm sorry, will be in the description box. Drop me an email if you have donated at blackram313@gmail.com. Stay well and stay red pill. I'm out.